Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
Today, I'd like to welcome all my listeners to the show on tonight.
you're in tune to. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? Today is Saturday, October the 17th, 2015. Yes, again, it's the song just there. Yes, this means war. We, as we look at the news, we see that we are in a spiritual war, and Satan is not playing. So that's why we need to get right with God, because Jesus is soon to come again. Again, today is Saturday, October the 17th, 2015. As we always do before we go into our show, we always like to open up with prayer. So we're going to go before God's throne again on tonight, and I ask that you would pray along with me as we approach God's throne. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, again, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day. Heavenly Father, we realize and we know that this is the day that you have made, and you have told us in the word that we are to rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you for who and all that you are. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your agape love towards us, Heavenly Father, in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you change not. We thank you that you cannot fail. You cannot lie. So, Heavenly Father, we come to let you know that, Heavenly Father, we already know that you know that we need you. Heavenly Father, we are living in a time when we see all kinds of signs that are coming to pass, just like your word said it would, for we know that you are not a man that used to lie. But whatever you said in your word, Heavenly Father, we are seeing it now coming to pass. So as the song just stated, we know that this means war. We are in a spiritual fight. So, Heavenly Father, we cannot fight this battle alone. We need you, Heavenly Father. We need you to lead and guide us and direct us. So, Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just come and say thank you again for who and all that you are. Thank you for an opportunity to be a witness for you, Heavenly Father, on today, that you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come lifting up all those who are heavily burdened, all those who are sick and afflicted in their mind, spirit, and bodies. We pray, Lord, that you would lift up every burden, every heavy heart that's been affected by the loss of a loved one. We pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen as only you can. Heavenly Father, we know that you sit high and you look low. And we stand on your word that you said that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we know that your word is true. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. And I lift up the Franklin family in a special way, Heavenly Father, the passing of Pastor Eddie L. Franklin. I pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen that family, not only them, but all those that have suffered loss of a loved one. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. And, oh God, we just pray that you will continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick in their bodies all over the land. Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up every listener that you would be glorified on tonight through the guest that's going to come forth on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would intervene and move by your spirit, that everyone that's tuned in would be blessed and that you would be glorified through tonight's show. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, this is Brother James Brown. I am your host for tonight of the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. We just had our prayer. I want you all to know that our spiritual food for thought for tonight is, and I always do a spiritual food for thought. Our special spiritual food for thought for tonight is, it says, the secret of true service is absolute faithfulness wherever God placed you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought is, the secret of true service is absolute faithfulness wherever God placed you. So that's our spiritual food for tonight. I have a couple of announcements that I need to make before I introduce my first guest on tonight. The announcement for tonight is, we like all Detroit listeners and all those in the local Michigan area, we would like you all to know that you are all welcome to attend Kingdom Builders International Church. And the location is 16250 Northland Drive. Again, the address to Kingdom Builders International Church is 16250 Northland Drive. That's in Southfield, Michigan. The zip code there is 48375. And the service time for Kingdom Builders International Church is at 10:30 a.m. All are welcome. And my final announcement for tonight of Kingdom Daughters International Prayer Line is available for those that would like to dial in Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Central Time, and it will be 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Again, Kingdom Daughters International Prayer Line, Monday through Friday. You can call in for prayer and share a testimony and give a prayer support. And that's Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Central Time. That will be 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Once you dial this number, 1-218-895-0280, you need to put in this code, prayer. Again, the code, once you dial 1-218-895-0280, the code that you need to enter is the word prayer. So those are the announcements for tonight. And at this time, I'm going to introduce my first special guest on tonight. She has been on this show before, but she has such a praise report and testimony, and I just thought it would be fitting to bring her back on again tonight. And some of you who have been listening in the past may remember her, none other than Sister Betty Anderson, and she is a member of the Fountain of Truth a Christian Center a ministry here in Detroit, Michigan. Sister Betty Anderson, are you on the line? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're back. My guest had made a mistake, but we got it corrected. She's getting ready to dial into the station now. She had made a mistake and dialed my home phone number. But she is getting ready to dial into the station now. So she should be with us very shortly. Again, as I was stating, her name is Sister Betty Anderson, and she is going to be my first guest on tonight. And Lord be willing, at 8:45, my special guest should be Minister Gary Hunter. Again, as I was stating earlier, he is the personal photographer for President Obama and also First Lady Michelle Obama. I'm trying to give Sister Betty Anderson time to dial in. Sister Anderson, have you dialed in? Well, she should be dialing in very shortly. Again, I want you all to make sure, for those of you all who are in the Michigan area, Detroit, Michigan area, please keep in mind the announcement that I made earlier at the beginning of the show pertaining to Kingdom Builders International Church. Again, they're located at 16250 Northland Drive. That's, again, located in Southfield, Michigan. The zip code is 48375, and their service time is 10:30 a.m. And also, we would like to invite all listeners that would like to call it the Kingdom Builders International Prayer Line. That's every Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Central Time and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. You need to dial 1-218-895-0280. Once you dial that number, you need to put in the code word is prayer. So that's those are the announcements that we have for tonight. I'm trying to give Sister Betty Anderson time to dial in. Sister Anderson, are you on the line? Well, I'm sure she will be with us shortly. Well, until then, because we know sometimes the enemy tries to get in the midst of things when he knows that you're trying to do the work of the Lord, but he is defeated. We know that we already have the victory in Christ Jesus, because we know that according to God's words, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we are standing on God's word on tonight, because we know that God's word is true. We know that God cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot change. And I just thank God that he is who he is. He is the great I am. He is everything that we need. And through his son Jesus, who nailed everything that pertains to us, that was of sin and is of sin and not of God, was nailed to the cross, and that is pertaining to our health, our healing, our deliverance and being set free, our financial breakthroughs, anything pertaining to mankind, everything that was done in sin or had sin attached to it was nailed to the cross. Sickness, death, everything, Jesus, it was nailed to the cross with Jesus. So that's why he says we can cast all of our cares upon him, because he cares for us. And that's good to know that Jesus Christ cares for us, and we can cast all of our cares upon him, because there is nothing too hard for God. So we must stand on our faith tonight, believing and decreeing and declaring by faith and according to God's word that his word is true, and he's going to do just what he said he would do. I'm trying to give Sister Betty Anderson enough time to call in. Sister Betty Anderson, are you on the line? I don't know if our engineer could call Sister Betty Anderson. I don't know how she got it crossed up, but somehow she got the numbers crossed up. I need someone to call Sister Betty Anderson and give her the right phone number, if you could, for her to dial into the station so we can have her on the air. I would greatly appreciate it if someone can dial Sister Betty Anderson, if you could. Again, well, while we're waiting on Sister Betty Anderson, we were just speaking about faith. I had have two guests together for tonight, but I was going to do something different. But sometimes the Lord allows things to be changed for a reason. And while we're waiting on Sister Betty Anderson to come on the line, for those of you that have your Bibles, and I hope you do have your Bibles, please get them out. And if you do not have your Bibles, get them ready and get a piece of paper and some pencils so you can take down notes. Because as I say always, I do not want anyone to take my word or my guest's words for lightly or for granted. We want you to see it directly as it comes out of God's word as we read it together. And here we are looking at Hebrews chapter 11. We're talking about faith, and that's what it takes to please God. Not only tonight, but that's what God looks at. He looks at our faith. And then we also know that faith is not only just a word. Faith is an action word. So when you say you have faith in God, what are you doing? We see in chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse number 1, it says, now faith. It didn't say tomorrow or maybe faith. Praise the Lord. Hold on just 1 second. Praise the Lord. Sister Anderson?
Hello? Hello?
Sister Betty Anderson.
Hello?
Praise the Lord. Hello, Sister Betty Anderson.
Praise the Lord. Hello.
Well, praise the Lord. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Amen. We know there was nobody but the enemy, but we just, as I just stated before you came on the air, that the enemy is defeated. We know that you have a powerful testimony on tonight that you're going to share with our listeners. And I have a few questions I'm going to ask you. Again, we know that we already have the victory, so we just want to say thank you for taking the time out to be our special guest on tonight again. Sister Betty Anderson, as I always do, I had to do this before, and I'm going to ask you to do it again if you don't mind. If you would please share with the listening audience on tonight a testimony first, and then we will go into your questions.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. I can truly say that the doctors know because they gave me my paperwork. I am healed from breast cancer. You know, when we first met the first time, they told me everything was okay, but then we went back, it was still something going on. I said, devil, you are a lie, and I went back, and I said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I stood on his word because I knew I was healed because I already did the dance in advance. So I just thank God that right now everybody knows that I'm healed, honey. And I'm making sure I tell it because God is so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yes,
you know what?
Lord.
And that is exactly what a testimony is all about. And that is the purpose of sharing your testimony. That's why I ask all guests to please share testimonies with our listeners because we know that testimonies are true. It's a fact. And we know that if God had not intervened, then you would not have a testimony. So we
come
thank
on,
God
now.
For how he has intervened in your life. And he said by his stripes you are healed. And you said that
yes.
There's no more traces of cancer. The cancer is gone like you never had it. That's the kind of God
gone.
We serve. And so
yes.
We just thank God for giving us faith that we can stand on our faith and continue to trust God no matter what the doctors may say. We just thank God that he has the final say over us.
Come on now.
Thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. And I, like I said, we know that was one of the reasons why the enemy did not want you to come on and share that testimony.
Come
because
on.
Somebody else that's listening to you tonight need to hear that testimony so that they don't give up hope, so that they can come
Amen.
And stand on their faith and know that if God did it for you, he's going to do it for them as
come
well.
On.
So we thank you for sharing
Amen.
That powerful testimony on tonight, Sister Betty Anderson. Sister Betty Anderson, I have some questions for you on tonight.
Okay.
The first question that I have for you tonight is, and it's real simple, and you almost answered it in your testimony, but we're going to ask it anyway. It says, Why should Christians go to physical doctors when God's word say we are healed?
Well, first you have to go to the doctor to find out if you're praying for the right thing. Because you could be saying, oh, my back, and it's your kidneys. So you go to the doctor to find out just what it is you're supposed to be praying about. And then you have to realize that if you don't have faith for a headache, you might need the doctors to help you. So you go to the doctor to find out just what to pray for.
Well, you know what? And that's exactly what we're supposed to do, according to God's word. And you said that right, because sometimes we feel like we don't need to really go to the physical doctor as Christians, because we say that we are healed according to God's word. And that is what God's word says, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ we are healed. But God gives us common sense also.
He gives us
common sense, and he also gives us physical doctors, because that's where their specialty is. And sometimes the Lord will work through physical doctors as well. Not only through his word and through our faith, he will work through physical doctors as well.
Right.
Sometimes he wanted to go to physical doctors so that we could be a miracle. Even to the physical doctors, they said that you had cancer.
That's it now.
And then they turned around and then you see that God said, no, you don't have cancer. So
that was a
miracle and a blessing for even the physical doctors to see that no matter what they said, it's all about what God said.
Yes.
But you are truly right. Even though we know that we are healed according to God's word, yes, we do need to go to our physical doctors as well. My next question to you, Sister Anderson, on tonight is, why should we stand on our faith even when we get a bad doctor's report? Why should we stand on our faith even then?
Because the devil is trying to confuse you, and you have to realize the doctors do not have the last say. All they're doing is telling you what's wrong. Then you have to watch your mouth, because God says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you have to be aware of what you're saying. No matter what nobody else say, you have to keep calling yourself healed, because that's what you want. You don't look at what he said. We walk by faith and not by sight. So regardless of what it looked like, you know, when his word said 2,000 years ago, we were healed. That's the bottom line. So no matter what it looked like, you got to hold on to God and what he told you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So that, in other words, what you're more or less saying, and that's saying to me, what you just said is, whose report are you going to believe?
Come on now.
Are you going to believe God's report, or are you going to believe the report of man? So that's what that leads to me to think. That question came in mind when you said what you just said. Sister Anderson, I know you're such a powerful woman of God, and I thank God for you, and I thank God
that you are able to
be on the air to be able to share these questions with the listeners, because, like I said, somebody in the listening audience needs to hear these questions, because by what you're saying through being on this airway tonight, it's going to be a blessing to someone. My next question to you is, why do you think your testimony is important to share and to share it with others? Why should you share your testimonies with others?
Like you had touched on earlier, it's for them to be encouraged so they can see that, she went through that, but she went through it. That's the bottom line. That's what people have to recognize. No matter where you at, you can go through. So that's why you share your testimony, so people can look and say, like you said, if he did it for her, he will do it for me. That's what you have to make sure people know, because there's so much negativity being said. You have to make sure people know God is still on the throne, and what he says goes. That's you being a blessing to somebody. Like you said, somebody could be heavy, being depressed, going through, and then they hear you still have joy. You share testimony to be a blessing to somebody else.
Amen, amen, and that is so true, because I see you when I visit your church, and you're such a high-spirited, energetic saint of God, and that's what it's all about. But even though while we're going through our physical ailments or whatever, we still stand on the word of God, that we are healed according to his word, and we still go to the doctors. But what I love about it is, while we're going through, I like what you said, on the other side of through, while we're going through.
Come on.
So, like when Jesus told your disciples, meet me on the other side, that means apparently you're going to arrive. When he said, meet me on the other side, that means you're going to get to your destination. So, I love it when I come there and I see how you are truly giving God praise and glory and honor, even while you was going through what you was going through. And that's another thing that God looks at. He looks at our attitudes. How do we praise him? How do we praise him while we're going through, when we get a bad doctor's report? Are you able to still give God praise and say that he's still worthy to be praised while you wait on the results for the doctor's report? even though they give you a bad report, are you still able to give God praise and glory and stand on his word? So that's what I noticed about you, Sister Anderson. So that's why I'm so glad to bless the day to have you come back on again tonight, because I know what I've seen with my own eyes as I visit your church, and I see how you give God praise. And so you are a living example to many others that they can be encouraged too, just like you said. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your struggle, it may not be a physical illness. It may be something mental. It may be a financial. It may be something in your church or whatever the situation may be. Just stand on God's word, knowing that God has the last word.
That's it.
My next question for you, Sister Anderson, my next question for you is, why should we continue to give God praise in the midst of physical pain? Even though we have pain in our bodies, why is it important that we still give God praise?
Because you want to confuse the enemy. The devil wants you to sit around and have a pity party. But the minute you get up and praise God, and that even gives God attention. He said, look what my baby going through, and she's still praising me. That gives God joy. And that's the thing, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's the thing, you know, you cannot sit back, because the minute you want, he don't want you whining and crying. He's too good. You got to look back and remember, you say, God, I didn't even ask you to heal me when I cut my finger and you did. But that's the thing, you have to just think back the little things God did when you didn't ask him. So you know if you ask him, he's going to be faithful to his word. And that's the best thing. You have to make sure, it's a devil watching, and you want to make sure he knows that you know God is on your side.
Amen. Powerful words.
Words
of wisdom right there. Yes, I'm a witness to that. And my final question to you, Sister Betty Anderson, on tonight, my final question to you is, how do saints steal God's glory? You know, sometimes we can steal glory, God's glory, but how do you think that saints steal God's glory?
When they forget to say thank you, or when they start saying, look what I did. Start talking about what they did and forget what the Lord did. God wants all his praise, and it's just when you start turning and looking in yourself and forgetting who was there to help you, and to even saying that, just saying thank you. God wants thank you. He wants hallelujah. He wants praise you because he's worthy. And when you don't, and you sit back saying you're supposed to be a Christian, and you sit back looking about what you're doing, no. You want people to know that God is for me. That's the bottom line. If God is for me, who can be against me? And that's the main thing. And when you let people know that, because when you don't, like you said, you're still in God's glory. That's not even fair. How you going to sit back and this God been looking out for you 56 years? You can't even say thank you. You can't say praise the Lord. Especially when you go through something big, you got to make sure you continually let people know that all the glory goes to God. Everything good that has happened in my life is because of him. I don't care if you've been working somewhere 20 years, making $20,000 a week, all that, you still give God glory because he allowed you to get up, to go to work, to make the money. So no matter what you're doing or what you think you're doing, you got to stop and say, thank you, Lord. And you got to make sure people see you saying, thank you, Lord, so they will be saying, look what she did. Look what he did. No, you got to say, yes, I did it, but because of the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord, I am a witness. I am a witness. Sister Betty Anderson, before I let you go for tonight, what advice would you give to someone who is struggling or who's going through a similar situation that you have, the Lord has just delivered you from and out of? What advice would you give to them?
Like I said before, to sit back and remember what God has done for you. And if he took care of you in the past, why would you think he would stop taking care of you in the future? You just have to remember, even the little things, you got to think about the little things. He helped you find your keys. He helped you find your hat. You know, you run around trying to do this and that. He helped you. You just have to remember that. And that's no matter what happens, you got, when you look back and you see, you got to know, if he healed me in the past, because 2,000 years ago we were healed. So, and then he said, peace on earth, goodwill to man. He was talking to us. So we've got to encourage ourselves and remember that the God that was there yesterday, no matter what happens today, he's going to be there tomorrow. And he's got to hold on and know that because he's good. And once you recognize, you can't stop praising him. No matter what, just praise him. And that joy and that strength will just well up in you, and you'll be all right.
Amen. And I like what you said, because his word do tell us he is a jealous God. And he said he will share his glory with no one. And so that why it is so important that we share God's word, because sometimes we're the only Bible that some people are ever going to read.
Come on now, yes.
And so that's why we also have to be very careful, because like they saw how you was going through, what you was going through with your cancer, even though some people that may not be saved and walking with the Lord, who do not know you, they are looking at you, and they're looking at how, like you said earlier, how you were struggling, how you went through whatever you went through, dealing with your illness. But then they actually saw with their own eyes that she is so faithful. Even as sick as she is, she's still going to church every Sunday faithfully, giving God praise, glory, and honor. So sometimes just doing that will sometimes can draw somebody to Jesus Christ. And so that's why we have to be so careful in everything we do. When we say that we are saved, and when the Lord allows things to come upon us, and sometimes it's just for a test for his glory.
That's it.
And sometimes we don't want to be whining and complaining, woe is me. Why, Lord, why did
come
you
on.
Save me? Why do I have to go through this? Why I have to
come
go through
on.
That? Why not? Look what Jesus went through
come
for
come on
you.
Now.
Look what Jesus went through for us.
Yes,
so
come on now.
We are no. He said he has no respecter of persons. So if he want to use me to get some glory, I said, here I am, Lord, use me. So I can only speak for myself. And so it's
come
personal.
On now.
But Sister Anderson, me, myself, and also those Kingdom Builders International Ministries, we want to say congratulations to you. And we like you said, we know that it was nobody but God. We know
come
that
on
it
now.
Wasn't the physical doctors. It was nobody but God who stepped in.
Come
and
on.
Like you said, he nailed your illnesses. He nailed that cancer to the cross. When he went to Calvary, it was already nailed to the cross. So that's why
come
we
on
have
now.
The victory today. So that's why I had to have you back on the air on today to be able to share that powerful testimony and answer these powerful questions on tonight. Because, again, I know that it's going to be a blessing to someone else, not just here in America,
Amen.
Because we have listeners all over the world. And you know what? Sickness is all over the world. And like
come
you
on
said, said, God, he has no respect of person. We have somebody that may be listening in California. We may have somebody listening in Africa or New Zealand or Scotland. They may be going through the same thing. So we are those who are of the household of faith. Like you said, we are to encourage one another with the words of God.
Yes.
What do God's words say about your situation? And be careful, like you said, we got to be careful about what comes out of our mouth. The life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
So I don't care what the doctor say. It's all about what do you say? What do you say?
Come
do
on.
You say what? Do you say what God's words say regarding your health, regarding your body, regarding your situation? What are you saying about what God's word say? So that's why
Amen.
You have to be so careful, because so many people are watching us, and we want to give a good report. We want to have a good report. We don't want to be a liability. We want to be assets to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Even while we're doing
that's right.
our physical situations, we still want to be assets to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Sister Betty Anderson, I want to give you a chance, if you don't mind, if you would like to give any shout-outs to anyone while we have you on the air. And before you do that, I'm going to ask if we can open up the phone lines, because that was such a powerful testimony, and you have such a praise report. We want to give somebody a chance that may want to call in, maybe have comments or feedback with you regarding what you shared with us on tonight. So I'm going to open up the phone lines and ask those that are maybe listening that would like to share a word with Sister Betty Anderson on tonight, encourage her on tonight. You can dial this number, 1-661-449-9911. Again, if you have any questions or comments or feedback to Sister Betty Anderson, our cancer survivor, you can please dial. You can start dialing this number now, 1-661-449-9911. I'll say, okay, Sister Betty Anderson, while we're waiting on someone to hopefully call in, could you please, if you would like to, I'm going to give you a chance to give any shout-out to whoever you would like to at this time.
I would like to give a shout-out to my bishop and my co-pastor, Michael and Brenda Jones, the Found the Truth family, because I just thank God for them, because it was like time I was saying, Lord, I need this. Someone would knock on my door and be answered to my prayer. So that's why you get into a church home, so you can be part of a family that's on the same mindset as you. And that was the thing. I just thank God for my church. I just thank God for the word that I heard that I was able to stand on. You know, I want to just send a shout out to my family, the Andersons, Farsons, Jordan, Davis. Just bless them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just thank God. Just, you know, just for my family. the city of Detroit. Go Detroit 313, a prosperous city that's going to come back and be a blessing because it's a city that was built on the Spirit of the Lord. So God will show up and show out in this city again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. I took an agreement with that.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm sure other listeners in Michigan and Detroit, we took an agreement with that as well. So right now we are open. I would like to ask, is there anyone that would like to have feedback or comments to Sister Betty Anderson on tonight, my first guest? I would like to give people an opportunity or a chance to
give our guest
feedback or comments if you're so willing to do so, if you could come forward.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. God is still good anyhow. And we know that God still got the glory on tonight. And we know that somebody was still blessed through you being a guest on tonight. So we just thank you again, Sister Betty Anderson, for coming on the show tonight and sharing your powerful testimony and answering these most powerful questions that's going to be a blessing to someone else on tonight. So we just continue to pray your strength in the Lord, and you just keep on doing what God has called you to do because he is not through with you yet, Sister Betty Anderson.
Hallelujah.
So
we're going to
you be blessed, and we're going to keep you in prayer. And we just thank you for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Likewise. Are we going to do a short music break, and I'll be right back.
Hello.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hello. Praise the Lord. Well, I thought I was going to do a short music break, but I'm not at this time. I'm going to ask at this time, is Minister Gary Hunter on the line? Minister Gary Hunter is my second guest for tonight, and he should be either on the line now or he should be calling in now. Minister Gary Hunter, again, he is the personal photographer for President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. I do understand that he is in California at this time. He's on assignment doing something else, but he was still going to come on the show on tonight and deliver a word for us tonight that the Lord has given to him for the people of God on tonight. But I do understand that he is in California. He is on assignment, and I do not hear him at this time. I do not know if he's on the line or if he's going to be available or come through on tonight. But we do know we did have him scheduled. Like I said, I do apologize if he do not come on the line because he is on another assignment. And if he do not come on the line, we will reschedule him at a later date. Minister Gary Hunter, President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, personal photographer. I'm going to ask one more time, are you on the line? Well, I see that he's not up there yet. But if he do come on the line while we are still on the air, we will still have him come forth and to deliver the message that God has given to him for the people of God on tonight. But back to, we were looking in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We were talking about faith. And I thank God for Sister Betty Anderson. She's a member, like you said, of the Fountain of Truth Christian Center Ministries here in Detroit, where Bishop Michael Jones is the pastor and First Lady, co-pastor Ms. Brenda Jones is the co-pastor there at the Fountain of Truth Christian Center Ministries here in Detroit. We were looking at chapter number 11 in the book of Hebrews, and I was looking at chapter number at verse number 1, and I'm going to go down to verse number 10. Again, I hope you have your Bibles ready, and so we can go through this together. And if you don't, you can write these scriptures down so that you can look at them at a later date. Again, it says in chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse number 1, it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse number 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And by the way, I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Looking at verse number 4, and it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, that was his brother, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. by faith Enoch was translated that he should not be that he should not see death, and was not found because God has translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And that's the word right there. We want to stop right there. We want to make sure that our lives, even while we're dealing with our faith, we have the faith attached to it. We know that the word of God lets us know that without faith it's impossible to please God. And we must hold on to our faith. We must have faith in God. Then when we realize that the faith that we do have in God, we must hold on to it. Because he said that just like Enoch, by Enoch's faith, even though he was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So what are your testimony on tonight? Are you pleasing to God on tonight? Are you trying to please God? You see, I am so glad it all goes back down to God searches every one of our hearts. He searches our minds. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. So sometimes we can fool people and be great pretenders and try to make people think that we're pleasing God. But God, he knows if you are truly pleasing him or not. So that's what we want to do. We want to be God pleasers, not men pleasers. Verse number 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must, again, he that cometh to God must, not might, he must believe that he is, that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse number 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Verse number 8 says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receive for an inheritance, obey. And that's another word, obey. We want to please God, then we want to obey God's word. And that's what Abraham did. He obeyed God. And he went out not knowing whether he was going. In other words, King James would have said, he went out knowing not whether he went. Verse number 9 says, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, their heirs, with him of the same promise. Verse number 10 says, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So that is what we're dealing with right now. We're talking about faith. Again, the word of God tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then we that believe and stand on our faith, we must believe that God is who he says he is, because we know that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. But again, we're going back to this word now. Now faith, that means right now, instantly. In the blink of an eye, God can change things just by your faith. You holding on to your faith, even though you don't see it in the natural, materially, yet in front of you, God is looking for our faith. Where is your faith in God? Not where is your faith in man, not where is your faith in your pastor, but where is your faith in God? So, again, he's letting us know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then he says that he that cometh to God must believe that God is who he says he is, and then he is also a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Don't just seek God when you find yourself in trouble, when your back is against the wall. When you find out you are getting bad news about a loved one or someone in your family has passed on that you weren't aware of and just momentarily just passed on, made their transition. But we must seek God diligently all the time. It's a lifestyle. So you don't just wait for bad things to happen to start seeking God. He wants us to seek him at all times because we need him. Some people believe it or know it or not, some people don't believe that we need God. Some people don't even believe that God exists, but he does. And we need him. We can't do nothing without him. We need God. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. And we need his word. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for every angel that you have encamped all around me, my family, and all those that are in the body of Jesus Christ. So we're talking about faith on tonight. Where is your faith in God? You must have faith in order to please God. Once again, I'm going to ask, if Minister Hunter, did he call in? Is he on the air, on the line? Minister Hunter. So I see that he's not there on the line. We're just going to reschedule him for another day. As I do apologize on his behalf because, like I said, he is in California. He is on another assignment, but he's going to try to come on the line and do a sermon for us anyway. But we just thank God for him even taking the time out to want to even come to us to be deliver a word to the people of God on tonight. But we know that he is on another assignment. But we will reschedule him for another day at another time. So while we are still in the Word of God, we just want to encourage the listeners on tonight. As I was saying in my prayers on tonight earlier, when we first opened up the program on tonight, if you are tuning in or you've been watching the news lately, we see how, just like the opening song said, this means war. And it all goes back to God's word. He tells us in his word that we should not be surprised when we see these things happening, like what we're seeing happening over in Bethlehem and over in Israel and Jerusalem. The word of God told us that these things would happen. He said there would be wars and rumors of wars. And it seems like that the end is yet, but that don't mean that the end is yet because of what the things that are occurring, because he said the end will not come until his word has been preached throughout the earth and throughout the world, that all men, women, boys, and girls would have a chance to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So that is still being done. But in the meantime, we see that God's word is true and it is coming to pass. The handwriting of God is on the wall. So that is letting us know that we should be getting our houses in order because Jesus Christ is soon to come again. We know not the day nor the hour, but we do know this, that Jesus Christ is coming back again, just like he said he would. So it behooves each and every one of us, and especially for those who are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, it is our prayer that you would come to the full knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, that you would open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very simple. God made it plain and simple for those that do not know Jesus Christ, and it's a trick of the enemy because it's so simple that the enemy don't even want you to get the simple message of how to receive Jesus Christ in your heart and be saved. He said all you have to do is believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and that Jesus Christ, he died. He came down from glory in the form of flesh, in the form of man. He suffered. He was wounded. He was bruised. He was scandalized, spit upon. He was wounded for our transgressions. I mean, he took upon everything that should have been applied to us because of our sin. He took it upon himself. And because of what he did, and through the shedding of his blood, and that's what paid our sin debt. And for those of you who are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, again, it's so simple and easy. God made it really easy for each one that really wants to be saved. All you have to do, again, is believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son, that Jesus Christ died. He paid your sin debt with his own blood, that he died, and in 3 days he was raised up, and he declared that he had the victory over heaven, he had the victory over hell, death, and the grave. And he had the keys of hell and the grave in his hands. And he ascended back to heaven. And now he's sitting at the right hand of God, even now, making intercessions for the saints of God. So you too can be saved, because God's word lets us know that it is not his desire that no soul be lost. And that is the desire of kingdom builders on tonight. That's my desire and my prayer. That's why we have different programs that come on, different ministries that come forth with the word of God, because God's word is true. Like we said, Jesus is coming back again. But if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, before you take your last breath on this side of life, and if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, there is going to be a day of judgment when you will stand before God. And some people don't think it's true, but God's word said it's true, and I believe it. He said that if you don't do it while you are in the land of the living, while the blood is running warm in your veins, You had an opportunity and a chance to accept Jesus Christ as his son, that he died and paid your sin debt with his own blood. And if you don't do that while you are living and breathing, there is coming a day when you're going to stand before God in the day of judgment. You're going to bow down. You're going to kneel before God, and you're going to acknowledge out of your own mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then that's when, after that, that's when you will be sentenced to go and spend your eternal life in the pits of hell with Satan in the lake of fire. Because that's another trick of the enemy. He do not want those who are still spiritually blind. He do not want you to come into the full knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. He don't want you to get the word because, again, it's so simple. He don't want you to get it. So he just try to keep you spiritually blind so that he can have you be a part of him in the lake of fire throughout eternity. But God made a way of escape through his son, Jesus Christ. And so we are grateful for Jesus on tonight. I know I am so glad that Jesus made a way for me, and I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior many years ago. And I am not ashamed to let the world know that I know Jesus and he know me. So that is the question for you tonight. Are you saved on tonight? You have a chance to get saved because, as I just forestated, if you watch the news, if you turn on your radio, if you turn on, you go on Facebook or whatever your news media, or you turn on Twitter or whatever it is that you're listening to, all we see and hear is nothing but bad news about what's going on around the world. And again, God said these things was going to happen, and that's just another sign that Jesus Christ is soon to come again. So don't let it be said too late, because, again, tomorrow is not promised to you. Your next breath is not promised to you. Only God knows if we're going to see tomorrow or the next breath or not. So it behooves you, if you're not saved, that you can do it right now. Open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. And I'm going to look at, while we're still in the Word of God, and while we are talking about faith and holding on to our faith and being doers of God's Word, if you would turn into the book of James, chapter number 4. Again, that's the book of James, chapter number 4. We're going to look at verse number 1 through 11. Again, that's the book of James, chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. Verse number 1, again, the King James Version, it says, "From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war and have not, and have ye not. Because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss." Praise the Lord. Is that Minister Hunter on the line?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Minister Hunter.
I've been here for a couple of minutes.
God bless you, Minister Hunter. Thank you. We appreciate you for coming on. Minister Hunter, I was letting the people know that you are the personal photographer for President Obama and also First Lady Michelle Obama. And we thank you for taking the time out, because I know that you're on assignment in California right now, so we don't want to take up too much of your time. But we at Kingdom Builders, we appreciate you for taking the time out to come on and share a word with the people of God on tonight. But before I have you go into the word of God for the people on tonight, could you please share a testimony with the listeners on tonight first?
I am just driving through the chaos of traffic right now in L.A., and you talk about being a blessing, is a blessing, and continue to see blessings. To watch L.A. in the middle of the Taste of Soul, Danny Bakewell, who is the publisher of the L.A. Sentinel, decided that he wanted to, 10 years ago, have a positive event in the city of L.A. that would do everything to bring every religious factor in our community together. So you have the Christian churches, you have the Muslims, FIOs, as guarded protection, and as well as participants. You have every kind of food that you could think about wanting to eat. And it's just a good fellowship. Each year, there is 300,000 plus, and they're probably far exceeded. I just got off the stage with the mayor, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, a list of preachers and politicians and community leaders. When we hear the word testimony, it's what you've been tested and what you really technically survived through. God asks each of us. Certainly I come out here each year because I am the political photographer to many of the large newspapers. L.A. Sentinel and the Detroit Times are the two largest, one being my paper, and I'm the only photographer that has independently covered the president and most of the secretaries the whole 7 years that he's been in office and while he was running. And to watch a president be so humble, to watch a president be so divine, to watch a president be so prayerful. I had back surgery 4 months ago, and I saw Mrs. Obama and during the funeral of Devin Pinckney in South Carolina, President Obama walks up to me and asks the question, "How's your back? We're praying for you. Michelle told me that you had back surgery." Never knowing that my name would come up in the private confines of the White House or a conversation wherever they had it. It's just God. It's just God. When men try to smear you, slander you, and I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness that not only have I been slandered before, lied on before, and God has elevated me in every which way he could. I am a living testimony. There is no excuse. No, I've never done any time in prison. No, I've never been shot. No, I've never been on drugs. I don't have the testimony of being delivered from the terrible things that I've heard people get delivered for. And my prayer is, as I watch President Obama visit people who've been shot, visit people who lost their home, visit people whose sons or daughters have been killed in the war, my prayer is that my son and my daughter don't have to live to be a witness because of tragedy. They don't have to gain because of tragedy. There's many people who meet the president under tragedy or circumstances that I would never want my family. I pray daily, Lord, give me favor with him. Lord, give me favor with the staff. Valerie Jarrett, senior advisor to the president, has been kind. Attorney General Eric Holder has been kind and wonderful. They all have supported my 2015 calendar. We sold out of the first one, took the next one on the road, almost sold out of that. People are still ordering the 15, and the 16 calendar was signed by President Obama 2 weeks ago at the Black Caucus. And there is a signature picture that I did, thanks to God. And I have to give credit to my graphic artist. And it made me start saying, let people do. Brother Brown, let people do what they do. Everybody kept saying, you need to have that signature picture, like that picture used to be on the wall of Martin Luther King and Kennedy. And just so happened, while making the calendar, we found the picture. A picture that he posed. I mean, you would never know that it was other people there. It looked like he posed specifically for my camera. But that's just how good God is. I mean, when I say I'm a living witness, I've witnessed being in 46 of the 50 states, including Puerto Rico and Hawaii, and the evidence of how kind he's been and how kind he continues to be is not only in my photojournalist work, but also in just the exercise right to take that and put it into pictures and put it into calendars and put it into works of art in more than one way. I say to everybody listening, stop thinking when the word says, and it does say it, your gift will make room for you. but it did not say that your gift had to be tied to religious articles of faith or constitution to the church. It didn't have to be singing. It don't have to be praying. It don't have to be preaching. I picked up a camera some 30 years ago while in school, maybe 20-something years ago. I ain't that old. 20-something years ago, while in going to school for law, I picked up a camera and never put it down and been taking pictures all over the world from Michael Jackson to Janet Jackson to Ray Charles to Stevie Wonder to you name it, Bush, Clinton, now President Obama. We have to understand whatever is put in our hands, if we master it, he can major it. God, I think that's a new sermon. If we master it, he can major it. So we have to keep in a way where we are proud, professional, and respectful of whatever we have. I don't care if it's ice skating, roller skating. We see people become great at many things, and we tend to be limited in the Christian community based upon whatever our family was. Nobody in my family was a photographer. Nobody in my family did news. Nobody. I bought my newspaper at a dare. Somebody said, oh, you can't buy the paper. I said, why not? It's available. I bought the paper, and it's been running for over 27 years. So we have to lift ourselves above the suffering, the pain. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care if you've been raped. I don't care if you've been molested by your daddy, fondled by your uncle. It doesn't matter. Eyes above the suffering that you think is uncoverable. And when I say uncoverable, people sit in a pain in themselves and think they can't uncover themselves from that pain. Uncover yourself. Stop letting that be the cover of your life. Don't let that be your coat. Don't wear that coat. It's a different season. Put on a different kind of coat. Put on a coat of joy. Put on a coat of refreshing. Put on a coat of revival. Put on a coat of deliverance. Deliver yourself from inside out and live in where you want to be, not where you've been. I have every reason to have given up. Things happened to me at a church. Some of the worst things happened to me at church. But I don't go to church for church. I don't go to church for the people in the church. I got a relationship with God that far exceeds my relationship with people that can destroy your mind, spirit, and soul. So when we walk in this life, we have to walk in a way where God becomes the center focus of our deliverance. And if God is going to become the center focus of our deliverance, we got to walk as if though we're delivered. And if we're delivered, then we walk in victory. And if we have the victory, we don't suffer. We shake it off and keep moving. We don't even have to fall down and get back up. But if you fall down, you can get back up. So our power, our authority, our deliverance is all in our faith. Our faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You don't have to see it. I never could have saw what I'm living. I am not the scars that I have woundedly accepted but yet discarded when I began to live the Christ that I know about. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
So our power and our authority is living in a life that we want to have, not that we want to cry about.
Wow.
So,
amen. Praise the Lord. I know that's right. Well, you know what? I thank you for that. That was a definite, that was a powerful testimony, because you have some credentials on your resume that I never would have thought of. But we thank you for sharing that powerful testimony, because just like you said, that testimony that you just shared is going to let somebody else know. It don't matter what man may say or what man may think. You master what God has. You first know what your God purpose is. And like you said, it don't necessarily have to be in a Christian arena. If you want to write, be a writer or whatever it is, master that and pray about it and ask the Lord to put his hands on it. And then you can be whatever it is that you desire to be. And so we just thank you, Minister Hunter, for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. We trust and know that that testimony is going to be a blessing to someone else, to let them know that. That just like God used you and opened doors for you and granted you favor, he's going to do the same thing for them to continue to hold on to their faith, to keep trusting God. So, Minister Hunter, at this time, I'm going to yield the mic over to you. I know that you're in California and you're on assignment right now, but I'm going to yield the mic over to you now so you can share with us what the Lord has gave to you for the people on tonight.
Well, I want to say, first of all, thank God for your ministry. Thank God for the outreach that you have. And thank God for every listening ear that is tuning in to this particular hour, this particular radio station, and that God not only gives you the authority and the power to continue, but he gives you the availability he needs from you and the knowledge of when he needs it so it could be successful when you want it to be. Because God said it's his will and our will. And if our will is in sync with his will, there's no reason for us to fail. There's no reason for us to fail. So we have to speak on those things, believe in those things, accept on those things, and get ready for those things. We really cannot afford not to believe. Everything that we are, everything that we want to be in our belief. So we don't have to suffer. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in you. If our goal is to succeed, I am way on the other side of the country. But brother called me, texted me, emailed me, because he knew what he wanted and he knew who he wanted it from at this appointed time. And because he knew what he wanted and knew who he wanted it from, God not only let it happen, but God made sure it did happen, because I could have very well forgot what all this going on. Everything that we do has power come what we want it to be. So let me say in a great, impressive, authoritative way, believe it. And it's not a cliche. If you can believe it, you need to expect it. If you expect it, you should get ready to receive it. The problem is people don't believe what they say they want to receive. But you gotta believe it and get ready to receive it. It's some things I never thought. I mean, I looked out of my second floor office a couple years ago when I was still pastoring in Las Vegas. And when I tell you that I had everything I had prayed for, I had a house in two or three houses in Detroit. I had a condo in Toronto because I was still going back and forth between Toronto and Vegas, pastoring two churches. I had a condo in Las Vegas on the Las Vegas Country Club. I had everything I could possibly want. I had a car in Detroit. I had a car and a van in Vegas. And I was traveling all over the world. I can't tell you enough that if God is in you and you don't blame God, don't blame the pastor, don't blame the church. If the church you need is not in you, don't expect it to be in the pastor. The church you're looking for is in you. You go to the pastor and the church to be embraced, not to be recreated, but to be embraced to become what God wants you to be in its fullness. Greater is he that is within you to be that which you need to become what you ought to be. I always say to kids when I go speak, is if I listen, I will learn. If I learn, I will grow. If I grow, I can be and do anything. If I listen to the word, I will learn. If I learn, I will grow. If I grow, I can be anything. If you're not growing, you're not listening. Don't blame the preacher. Don't blame the style of the preacher. Don't blame the style of the ministry. It's you. If you listen, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and turn from their ways, he says their wicked ways, we want to pacify everything. Stop being evil. Stop being selfish. We got choirs and churches that and denominations that are broke up because Christians couldn't get along with Christians or didn't agree with other Christians. So listen, learn, grow, and develop who you want to see. Let the authority of God, so when you dwell with him, you can't lose. Our power, our authority, our victory. We tell our children to listen. Our mamas told us to listen. And we're getting farther and farther away from respecting, hearing, and accepting. It's a shame that every child now has more freedom and less authority. They have more knowledge of dumb stuff than stuff that would develop them to be greater and wonderful men. And I'm sick of watching our young generation be diminished and be disintegrated from the moral standards of what God set out to honor thy mother and father, that the days upon which you live in might be longer. And now we got people in jail. We got them cracked out. We got them shermed out. We got them, I heard a new name the other day, and I was sitting when Minister Farrakhan was speaking at the Million Man March, whatever the other name is for smoking a blunt or weed. And I'm sitting next to some Muslim sisters, and they knew what the word. I say, well, how y'all know? You know, but we need to know what's happening out here. We've got to be in tune to our children being respectful, decent, and in order. We've got to be in tune to our young men knowing how to be decent, respectful, and in order. We've got to be in tune to our young women being decent, respectful, and in order. And mother and father and son and daughter and men and women, when you out of order, you are out of the grace, the mercy, and the covering of God. Don't blame God for God not covering you when you're not in his order. So I say in closing, I don't know how much time I got left. I say in closing, your power is in being in order to respect the word of God, respect how he set up the word, and stop hanging out with people who think this church thing is just any old thing. It's not. It's more than just any old thing. I tell people all the time, everything I am, everything I got is because of this church thing. So thank God for this, what y'all call church thing. Because it made me what I am, and greater is he that is within me who has continued to recreate me, and develop me, and give me blessings, give me mercies, and give me authority, and give me favor, and watch it shine through me. I tell people all the time, I think I'm one of God's favorite. That's like, I know. I'm one of God's favorite children. I don't know where you fit, but I'm one of his favorites. I don't know if it could get any better. I got to be one of his favorites. So God bless y'all. God keep you. May the anointing of God not only shine on you, but may his power and his authority be a lifted, gifted, anointed, appointed moment for you continuously. And from this day forward, listen, learn, and grow. Listen. Learn and grow. Let God be your empowerment. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Those are some powerful words of encouragement, Minister Hunter. Pastor Hunter, I really appreciate you for taking the time out. I know you're busy in California, but I just want you to know that myself, along with myself and Kingdom Builders International Ministries, my director and all, we really greatly appreciate you taking out time of your busy schedule to be share a word with of encouragement to our listeners on tonight. But if you could just hold the line just for a few more seconds, Pastor Hunter, we want to open up the phone line just in case someone may want to have a comment or feedback to you. If you could hold the line just for a second.
Yeah, I got time.
Praise the Lord. The number to call for Pastor Minister Gary Hunter, President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama's personal photographer, he was just on as my second special guest on tonight. If you have any words or comments or feedback, you can call 1-661-449-9911. And while we're waiting on someone to give us a call for Minister Hunter, we will do a real quick short music break, and then we'll be right back.
Put your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done.
Have done.
Look look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from my heart. But
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did you hear what that song says? Grateful, grateful, grateful. Yes, that's what the Lord is looking for. Are you grateful for the things that God has done for you and what he's doing through you? My special guest on tonight has been Sister Betty Anderson, and we still have on the line Minister Pastor Gary Hunter, the personal photographer for President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. Pastor Gary Hunter, are you still on the air?
Yes, I am.
Praise the Lord. We want to open up the phone line just in case if anyone have any comments or feedback to you. And before we do that, Minister Hunter, could you please give out how people can contact you, that information, how people can contact you, or if they want to get some of your material, how would they be able to reach you? Your calendars?
They can reach me at DetroitTimesNews.com.
Or could you give that again?
Detroit, DETROIT, Times, TIMES, News, NEWS, .com.
Excellent. I got it. Okay.
They can call direct at 702-401-2633.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the number again just for somebody that you was breaking up. The number that he said you can reach him at is 702 area code 401-2633. For those of you that like to call him and contact him personally, that is the number that you can reach Pastor Gary Hunter, President Obama's and First Lady Michelle Obama's personal photographer. You can reach him at, again, his number is area code 702-401-2633, or you can reach him at DetroitTimesNews.com. At this time, we're going to open up the phone lines and ask, is there anyone on the line that would like to share comments or feedback with Pastor Hunter?
Yes, praise the Lord, Brother Brown.
Praise the Lord.
I'm just being so blessed with the man of God, Pastor Hunter. You know, it just really, really stirred my spirit just to hear how the word of God came forth out of his spirit. And it's such a needed word, such a needed word. When he talks about mastering your gifts so that God can major it. And that's what kingdom builders is all about, building the God-given gift inside of people. So I just wanted to just thank him and just let him know we appreciate him and we're praying. We'll keep him in our prayers. And God bless you and your family and everything that concern you. And we're just excited and delighted that you shared with us tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was
thank
my
you
dear.
So much.
Go ahead, Minister Hunter. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your encouraging words and keep me in your spirit of love and peace. And just make sure you, while you're praying, not only ask God to bless me, but ask God to give me the availability spiritually, financially, emotionally to handle the territory that he puts me in.
Amen. And he will do that too. He will do just that. Yes, he will. I'm a witness.
I'm not one of those people that say, I want a relationship with God. I want God's blessings.
Yeah.
I'm fact, matter of fact, when I say, are you rich? I say to people all the time, when people want to deny it, I say, Lord, give me theirs. all y'all that want to be broke, y'all be broke.
I like that. I agree with that.
I ain't trying to be broke. I let y'all be broke. I don't want to see no broke days. I wasn't raised broke. I don't want to live broke. I don't want to talk broke. I don't even want to have a broke conversation.
That's right. Amen.
I don't want to be able to relate to y'all who think y'all need to be broke.
I know that's right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
For everything but some money.
Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else to have
a... I'm so these people who think they, oh, praise the Lord. No, I want to praise him and thank him at the same time because he stands in the finances, wealth, riches.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Amen. That's it. That's the word. You got to know the word and stand on it.
I want to have enough that to say... Wait, I want to have, James, I want to have enough where I have to buy a new safe because the safe I bought wasn't big enough to hold all the money.
Well, we serve that kind of God. He can do that too. There's nothing too hard for God.
That's right.
He did say he'd give you the desires of your heart. we want to give someone else a chance. Just in case, Minister Hunter, is there someone else that want to give you a comment, have comments or feedback with you if you would come forth at this time?
Yes. This is for Pastor Hunter. I just want to thank the man of God for that word. And that word was very, very touching. It grabbed my spirit. It encouraged me, and I'm quite sure it encouraged others. You just hit the spot. You hit the soul. You went down to the bone, and I just want to thank you for that message and just continue to bring forth what God has given you and continue to deliver that kind of message around the world as you have already done. And we are going to continue to pray for you, and we just want to thank you once again for that great message. Thank you, sir.
Thank
Amen.
You so much,
praise
and I appreciate that. And all of you who can and will, pray that not only that God gives me the authority, but that he touches you to call and buy a calendar, buy a poster. And because the posters, you can go on DetroitTimesNews.com. And when you go on it, it has the pictures and the calendars. When you do, it allows you to go on and send me a message, so you're not charged internet prices because of this show. You'll get the church price, which is 40 for the large pictures and 30 for the small and 30 for the calendars. Because online, the large one is 150, the small one is, I think, 90, and the calendar is at 60. But for churches, and Brother Brown will tell you, for churches, it will, I'll always make an exception. Make sure that y'all get a better price. That's what I'm trying to say.
Hey, man, we greatly appreciate it. And that's why the Lord keeps blessing you, because you're looking out for God's people. The Lord will always show you favor. So we just we thank you for that for sharing that information. And we know that the listeners are going to tune in, and they're going to be pulling up your site, and they will be ordering from you. So we're just going to pray to put that and decree that and declare that in the name of Jesus on your behalf. Before we close the line with you, Pastor Hunter, I'm going to ask one more time, is there anyone else that would like to share a word with Pastor Hunter at this time before I let him go? Because I know he's busy in California at this time. Well, Minister Hunter, I just want to say again, from Kingdom Builders International Ministries and myself, we thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule today to share a word with us. And we know that the people that are listening on tonight was blessed by that word. I know I was blessed and helped by you through the word that God gave you for his people on tonight. So continue to be blessed. And Lord be willing, we'll have you back on the show again very soon.
Well, I thank each one of you, and may you be blessed. And I'm going to ask God to financially bless y'all right now. And you'll know that it came as a result of my reaching out. I'm asking, just like you would do with your father was rich, for my father to give you not only an anointing and appointing, but wealth and riches and good health to enjoy it.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't want you to have money as a result of an accident or a result of losing your eye or losing your hand or losing. We can become wealthy and rich just for the ask. So I'm just asking God to touch everybody listening right now, and it'd be like you hit the lottery, and everybody be like, where you get that at? You know, and you can tell them, hey, we met one of God's favorite sons, and he just asked his father, he gave it to us.
I know that's right. Amen. We touching and agreeing on that. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Hunter. You continue to be blessed of the Lord, and we will have you back on again real soon.
And until I see you again, may you all be tremendously lifted, gifted. Remember that the power of your authority of what you want, what you want to be, what you thought you wanted to be, what you think you wanted to be is all within you. Pull it out of you. Stop letting it stay dormant in you. Let your authority be living right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every good and perfect gift. Lord God, anoint us, appoint us, bless us, keep us. Give us a covering around us, protect us, keep us from strange bullets, keep us from danger, suffering, and sickness. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Bless our offspring, bless our spouses, bless those coming and going, bless our dwelling places, bless our leaving places. Lord God, destroy every enemy, destroy every lying word coming out of somebody's mouth on us. Lord God, give us a spiritual, an emotional, a social, and yes, Lord, a financial authority right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We receive that. We receive that in the name of Jesus. We receive it by faith. It is so. Thank you so much, Pastor Hunter. I'll be talking to you later.
All right. Y'all have a blessed night.
You too. God bless you. Well, once again, we want to thank my two special guests on tonight. My first guest was Sister Betty Anderson, our cancer survivor. What a powerful testimony that she shared with us on tonight. And the questions that the Lord blessed me to give her on tonight was very fitting for her and her situation. And I know that someone else that was listening was blessed by her testimony and by the questions that she was asked and shared with us on tonight. And then my second special guest was none other than Pastor Mentor, Minister Gary Hunter, the personal photographer for our President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. He, again, is a personal photographer, and he is a minister of the gospel. So we thank God for him taking the time out of his busy schedule in California to take time out and share a word of encouragement for the listeners on tonight. So I know that I was blessed by that word on tonight, and I'm sure that the listeners were blessed as well. But before we close out tonight, I would like to go over the announcements once again in case if someone came in and tuned in late and did not get a chance to hear the announcements. We'd like to welcome all listeners in the Detroit area, in the Michigan area. All are welcome to Kingdom Builders International Church. And the church is located at 16250 Northland Drive. That's in Southfield, Michigan. The zip code is 48375. And the service time for Kingdom Builders International Church is at 10:30 a.m. And then we would also like to invite all listeners to Kingdom Daughters International Prayer Line, and that's Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Central Time, and then that would be 6 a.m. Eastern time. You need to dial in for prayer, or if you want to share a testimony or a praise report, you can dial 218 area code 895-0280. Once you dial that number, the code word is prayer. Again, dial 218 area code 895-0280. Again, the prayer, the code word after you dial that number is the word prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R. So, again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight was the secret of true service is absolute faithfulness wherever God placed you. So that is our spiritual food for thought for tonight. I'm going to close out a little bit early, but we want to go to God again in prayer. We want to touch and agree with our what we're seeing in the world and the world news, what's going on around the world. We know that the Word of God asks a question. In my book, I should say that I asked this question in one of my books that the Lord blessed me to write. It's asked, are we our brother's keeper? And the answer to that is, yes, we are our brother's keeper. So that's why it behooves us, and we should always be a constant prayer, not just for people of America, but we should be praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. God has people everywhere, and some of them are suffering. And some of them are being killed and persecuted for the sake of Christ and of the gospel. So we need to keep them lifted up in prayer. So right now, before we close out, we're going to go to God again in prayer, and we're going to touch and agree. And we know that when we go to God in prayer and we touch and agree, that we know God will hear and he will answer our prayers. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's once again, in Jesus' name, we come again to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you for who you are. We thank you for your agape love, your genuine love, your pure love, Heavenly Father, your real love that no man can explain. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are God all by yourself. We thank you that you sit high and you look low and you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. For your word lets us know that we constantly need to come to you. We need constantly come to you and repent of our sins. And your word lets us know that we all fall short of your glory. So that means that we need to constantly be coming to you asking for forgiveness so that we will be able to continue to be used by you. So we pray, Lord, that you continue to have mercy upon us, continue to anoint us and strengthen us anew, that we'll be able to continue to be vessels, that we will be able to be used by you, Heavenly Father, that you would be pleased and glorified through our lives. And Heavenly Father, as we get ready to go off the airways on tonight, we want to continue to lift up all those who are bereaved, all those who have lost loved ones, and I specifically lift up Pastor Eddie Franklin's family, the pastor of River Towers New Beginning Christian Ministries, River Towers Apartments. He passed away this week, so we just want to keep the Franklin family in prayer, for we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And not only his family, but we lift up all those that are bereaved right now, Heavenly Father. Continue to comfort and strengthen as only you can. Heavenly Father, continue to touch, heal, and deliver all those that are sick in their bodies. Continue to lift up all those bowed down heads, Heavenly Father, that are being persecuted and killed for righteousness' sake, for the sake of the gospel, over in Israel and Jerusalem and Bethlehem, and all those different countries, Heavenly Father, that we read about in your word. And we see now, that Heavenly Father, that your word is true and that the handwriting is on the wall. And we see in all these things that you said will come to pass, they are truly coming to pass. There are wars and rumors of wars. We're seeing more and more each day, so we know that Jesus Christ is soon to come again. So, Heavenly Father, we want to be ready. So when we stand before you, we will be able to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So until then, we come back over the airways, Heavenly Father. I ask that you would continue to bless each listener, continue to bless their homes, continue to touch the lives and hearts and minds of those that are not saved in Jesus' name, that they would yield and give their hearts and life to Jesus Christ, that you would be glorified and pleased. It is our prayer in Jesus' name on tonight. And, oh, God, we continue to lift up our prophetess, Teresa Phillips, and Docs and Elder Docs, and Kingdom Builders International Ministries and Kingdom Daughters International Ministries, and also Pray Live and all those intercessors, Heavenly Father, that stands in the gap and prays for others. We lift up each one of them and ask that you would continue to bless them. And all those who stand on your word, bishops and pastors, male and female alike, who stand on your word and declaring your word, Heavenly Father, continue to anoint them. Continue to strengthen them. They continue to stand on your word and preach the unadulterated word of God, what you have said in your word, oh God. And they will be doers of your word as they continue to stand on your word and preach your word, that they will live it and be examples of your word. So this we give your name praise, we give you glory, that we are even servants in your kingdom here in the earth. We just thank it. We thank you for allowing us to be used by you, because you didn't have to use us for anything. But we just thank you for the opportunity. And, oh, God, we just ask that you will continue to be with us throughout the rest of this night. And, oh, God, continue to bless each home, each listener, and give us the desires of our heart, that you be glorified. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, to the listeners on tonight, again, I want to thank you for faithfully tuning in every first and maybe third Saturday at the same time to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And again, I am your host, Brother James Brown. I do not take this lightly or for granted. I think it is an honor and a privilege to be used by God, and I thank him for this platform that he has opened the door. And like Minister Hunter was saying, it was nobody but God that did this. And I am grateful that he has given me the opportunity to be able to speak a word and to bring powerful men and women of God, that we can bring a word from the Lord to the listeners over the airwaves. So I just thank you, listeners. Continue to listen in. And again, on the first Saturday in November, I have two more powerful ministers that will be bringing forth God's word on the first Saturday in November. So I ask that you would ask all your neighbors and friends and coworkers and church members to faithfully tune in to listen and get a word from the Lord, that they will continue to be blessed and strengthened. And it's until we be able to meet again, I'm going to tune off a little early tonight, but until the Lord sees fit that we come back together again, continue to be blessed and know that you're in my prayers. I love you much. Good night.